Welcome to Straight from the Horse's Mouth Radio Show. I'm Paula Slater, your host. Okay, today I'd like to welcome Crystal Parrott from Young Living. And Young Living, well, Crystal, I'll ask you what it is. What is it?
Young Living is a company. They were founded 20 years ago, and they actually sell therapeutic grade essential oils. And they actually have a guarantee, different from any other company, that they don't alter anything in the oils from the actual seed when they plant it until when they seal it in the bottle. That's their motto, is seed to seal. So everything is a therapeutic grade essential oil.
So yes, and the next thing I was going to ask you is, what is therapeutic and how can you tell the difference?
Well, therapeutic grade essential oils, there's a lot of, in the market, there's a lot of, you can get a lot of varying opinions, because when you get organic in the food companies, organic mm-hmm. means made of carbon compound. So there's a lot of companies that'll just say organic, but it's really not organic. So like I said, Young Living doesn't alter anything from the seed to the seal. A lot of essential oils actually have, what they do is they'll boil, let's just say it's something that they're going to steam distill. Mm-hmm. And they'll raise up the temperature of the steam way, way, way higher so that they can get the oil a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. And then they actually cut it with chemicals so that the essential oil goes twice as far. So with Young Living, they have nothing added, nothing taken away, and they actually take the time that it needs so that the oils work. If you've tried essential oils and you're kind of thinking like, oh, I tried essential oils and they didn't work, mm-hmm. you probably have tried an essential oil that was not a therapeutic grade essential oil. Because I used to work down at a clinic with Young Living with a doctor, and he used to tell me that if you didn't get results in 5 minutes with the essential oil, that you didn't have the right oil. And it was really astounding to learn how quickly the oils actually can work.
Okay, and that answers my question about what the difference is, or how can you, well, what, as a consumer, what can you do to make sure that you do have a quality essential oil? What about labeling? Are there laws? Are there ways to make sure you can be assured that you are getting the correct or therapeutic oil?
There's not really a way. Young Living, they used to have on their bottles, but now they've changed it since they've actually come into Canada. But they used to have a little FDA label on their bottles, and it would say safe for internal consumption. So most essential oils that you buy, first of all, I think the price. If you start looking into the price of Young Living essential oils, you're going to find out that the price of Young Living essential oils is going to be relatively higher than the peppermint oil that you're going to buy in the drugstore. That's going to be one indication. Two, sometimes you can smell it. Like, a lot of people will just say, oh, that doesn't smell like the peppermint oil I tried, because theirs is cut with something else. And the labels, if they say, like, if they have in big, bold letters, you know, do not consume internally, just different things like that. Or if it has other ingredients on the label beside the essential oil, which is altogether possible, you probably wouldn't want to be using them. Number one, your skin is your largest organ. So if it says do not consume internally, why would you want to rub it on your skin? Where is it going to go? Mm-hmm. Inside.
I see. That would be good. Now, and again, is there anything else that you can look for? Where are the Young Living essential oils sold? Can you purchase them in a store?
I do not believe here in Canada. There may be a few little places, markets and things like that. Mostly Young Living is a multi-level marketing company. So usually it's the person who introduces you to Young Living who helps you to train and get the oils and get started in educating you and answering your questions. They don't pay for advertising. People usually have a misconception about multi-level marketing companies. They don't pay for advertisements, billboards, TVs, magazines, anything like that. So what they do is they actually pay the distributors to promote their products. And that is really the core for people just in general of anything who don't understand multi-level. They're just paying people. So we're like the salespeople for Young Living.
Mm-hmm. So now, what about the health food stores? I know that essential oils of different brands are sold at health food stores. What would you say to a customer looking at those?
Well, I got started with Young Living 16 years ago, so I actually have never used another oil except for Young Living. I had never heard of essential oils before Young Living. But I have a lot of clients who come to my office who, when I say, you know, what do you think about essential oils, or if I ask them to try one on, they typically have had a bad experience with essential oils. They've tried something, it hasn't worked. Mm-hmm. Where I kind of don't have that background, because when we started using Young Living essential oils 16 years ago, my health went from terrible to amazing. And I just am like, I know that if I offer someone the oil, that it should work for what I'm offering it. So that's kind of like the most thing that I see, because I don't know for myself, but that most people have tried something else and they haven't gotten the results they're looking for. And therefore they just look for something else, or look to another product, or look, you know, elsewhere to another company until they really find something that works. And I would say that if you're not getting the results that you're looking for, that you probably just aren't using the right oil, either right. The right kind of oil or the right oil from the right company.
Okay. Now, in Canada, can any, I just want to go back to the therapeutic distinction. When people are looking to purchase, again, you know, can anyone put therapeutic on the bottle?
I think I'm not 100% positive on mm-hmm. the laws of it. Young Living, I think, is the only multi-level marketing that has a base in Canada, number one. But there's lots of just oil, different oil companies. Most of them will add things to them, and they.
Like what?
I'll just give you. Let's just take an example away from oils for a second.
Okay.
Okay. Like toothpaste. Okay. I used to use and I'm not going to name any names. I used to use a toothpaste from a multi-level marketing company, and this is how I found out. So then, Young Living started to have toothpaste. So I started to do some digging in it because I heard some research about the toothpaste, and they started talking about sodium lauryl sulfate. And sodium lauryl sulfate is actually what makes your toothpaste foam, okay? And sodium lauryl sulfate is actually car degreaser. So what I found out, because there was no – so from this other company that I was using their toothpaste for years, there was no sodium lauryl sulfate listed on their ingredients label. So I started doing some research, and as long as you're under so many parts per million of some of these things, like these cutters, these alcohols, these sodium lauryl sulfates, propylene glycol, different things like that stop the product from freezing and stuff, as long as you're under so many parts per million, you don't have to put it on the label.
Uh-huh.
So if you actually ask for the detailed information of exactly every ingredient, then you can actually get it. They can put on the bottle, on the front of a bottle here in Canada, no sodium lauryl sulfate, but if it's under so many parts per million, they don't have to list it on the ingredients unless you call and ask, and then you might find out that that ingredient is in there. So labeling is very, very tricky.
Mm-hmm. And good information there, Crystal. That's good. Because again, you know, I think in Canada, we tend to rely on the regulatory bodies that allow things into Canada or that are made here. And we're so used to having so many restrictions compared to other countries that I think we sit back, you know, and don't question enough. But good for you to do that.
You know, you get something from the pharmacy. Okay. People come here and they're like, are the essential oils going to harm me? Are they going to hurt me? Is there negative side effects? Meanwhile, you get high blood pressure or whatever the story is, or whatever. You go to the pharmacy and you pick up your prescription. Meanwhile, the side effects are diarrhea. You know, it could be possible upset stomach, headache, you know, shouldn't take if you're taking this medication, and sometimes even death. And people will pop those things in and not even question about it. They'll just that thing, throw it away, and then they'll come and ask me if the essential oils are safe. I just think it's hilarious, because there are no, you know, besides detoxifying your body, there are really no negative side effects from essential oils.
That's good to know. And I think that's reassuring. Can you talk a little bit about your own health issues?
Yeah. I was someone who was sick from before I was in the hospital before the age of one and until the age of 24. I had every January, February, so actually right about this time, I would catch bronchitis and it would turn into pneumonia, and I was in the hospital every year for 24 years. I was on puffer, steroids, I had a peanut allergy with an EpiPen. I was taking allergy shots every week. I had nosebleeds, earaches that used to get so bad my eardrum would pop and actually bleed. I had a cyst on my ovary. I had a stomach ulcer. I had pins in my foot. I had, just numerous problems, headaches. I mean, more problems than any, probably half of anyone that's listening to this show would ever have, all in the first 24 years of my life. And I was actually a teacher at the time. And someone gave me this tape about essential oils, and I was just like, I don't have time for this. So if you're thinking you don't have time to listen to the rest of this, you might want to think it over, because I just gave the tape to my dad, and away I went. And my dad came back to my house in London, and he said, hey, did you know that they brought Jesus, gold, frankincense, and myrrh? And I said, did you go to church? And he said, no. He said, listen to that tape that you gave me. And he was like, they were actually the first medicine that there was, you know, it was actually God's medicine to man. And he's like, oh, I ordered this kit and I'm going to try it out. Well, I was like, okay, order me one. So I didn't even listen to the tape. Well, I got these oils. I had no idea at the time, back 16 years ago, it was this box of 7 oils. It came with like nothing. It came with the CD that we, or it came with a tape, cassette tape actually then, the tape that my dad had listened to. So we had this tape, that's it, 2-sided tape and nothing else. We knew nothing. The lady who introduced us to these oils disappeared off the face of the universe. And we smelled them, we ate them, we knew nothing. We had no books, no education, nothing. We actually didn't even know that Young Living was a multi-level marketing company. So one day we were sharing these oils, because when I started using them, I got rid of all of my health issues, including my peanut allergy. I have not a single health issue for 16 years now. My father got rid of all his. He was on Imitrex. He used to eat Tums like they were candy. He was taking, you know, Pepto-Bismol by the gallon. And my mom had, she was taking water retention pills, and she had a bunch of health issues. Anyways, we got rid of all of our medication and all of our health troubles. And finally, we were sharing these oils with that. We were just telling everyone. I mean, that's, we're just like, hey, we don't know about these things, but you should try them out. You know, we've just been smelling them, eating them, using them, rubbing them. And we got a check in the mail and called the company up. They thought we were kind of funny. I was like, you know, hey, could you tell me why we got a check in the mail? And they were like, well, you must be sharing those oils or something. I was like, sharing them with who? And they were like, well, when other people buy. And they explained how it works. So, you know, it's actually kind of funny how we got introduced and actually into the business of Young Living, because we weren't in the business to make money. We were just, I mean, we were so excited that, you know, I mean, someone who, for myself, that was sick for 24 years, I mean, I was off of my puffers and my steroids and just everything. So, I mean, to me, I just can't live without them.
Oh, that is some testimonial, I must say. Wow.
And then, you know, kind of to lean into the animals. So people, you know, I had a dog, a Boston Terrier, at the time when we had started using oils. So we started using oils on her, and she actually got a hole in her eye. And my dad took her to the vet because I was out of town, and the vet told us that her eye was going to need to be taken out. And she was only 7. I couldn't bear the thought. So I just sat down and I just thought, and, you know, I just, you know, kind of asked God or whatever. And I was just like, give me an idea. And I got this idea, and I called my dad and I said, Dad, this is what you're going to do. And these are the oils and stuff you're going to use. And let me talk to the dog for a minute on the phone. And talk to the dog, put the oils on. And the dog's eye, the hole in my dog's eye, healed up. She never got her sight back, but she died at 15 and she still had her eye in her body. So I just thought it would be really gross looking. And I just thought it was such a traumatic thing to have your eye out. So the whole hole healed over. So then people started, you know, they would come to the office so they'd know about the dog. And that's how we dragged off into different areas with different animal types, because they knew that I was using them on just about anything that was breathing. So
now tell me, going back to your dog, where exactly did your dad apply the oil? You know, how did you do that?
We were giving it to her internally. We were giving it to her. We had some very, very, very diluted eye drops that we made. We were rubbing it around her ear and around her eye. We were giving it to her in her food. I think I actually gave it to her in a suppository when I got home. My dad wouldn't have the sorts of that. But any way that we could get it into her, we were giving it to her. We were spritzing it because she couldn't really see out of that eye. So if we covered the other one, she wouldn't know when we were spritzing. Because that's a great way to use the oils with animals is by spritzing. I actually have a friend of mine. She's a holistic veterinarian in the States, and she was dealing with a parrot, and this parrot would not talk. And the owner was really upset because they paid a whole chunk of change for this parrot, assuming that it was going to talk. Anyways, she spritzed the oils on the parrot for many, many weeks in a row, and all of a sudden the parrot just started talking.
Wow.
It was just phenomenal. She has a video of it. It's quite interesting.
That is really something else. Now, tell us about how essential oils are used with horses.
So the reason I think, before we start with horses, but the reason I think that the essential oils actually work better on children and pets. The reason I think this, I know this, is because children and animals can't reason out whether the oils are going to work or not.
Right.
When you hand a child an oil or you put it on the horse, it can't go, geez, I wonder what kind of oil that is. I wonder if it's actually going to work. I wonder where it's from. I wonder what it is. So it's amazing the results that you get with children and animals. They just work so quickly with them. My first experience with the horses actually was I have clients of mine and they have race horses, and they actually asked me if I would come and do a raindrop on a couple. It's a massage technique on a couple of their horses.
Okay. Now hold on. We just need to define, many people would not be familiar with the raindrop therapy or technique.
Yeah, so the raindrop therapy for someone who's going to, like me, go over and be paid to do it, it would take about 40 to 60 minutes. But, there's a quicker way if you wanted to get in to do it, like on your horses or whatever. But it's an application of 9 oils or more. There's 9 specific oils, and it goes on along the spine from the tail to the back of the neck, like up to the top of the neck. And then when I do it, I do a hoof application as well. And the oils that are in the raindrop, they help to clear viruses, bacteria, inflammation, muscular conditions, circulation. It helps with detox. So there's lots of different benefits that come from the raindrop massage.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked me to come over and give a couple of their racehorses raindrop massages. So the first horse, I had to obviously get up on a ladder. And this was, I do massage in my raindrop in my office for humans. So this is my first, and I've done it on my dog, but this was the first time on a horse. So it's rather get myself up onto this ladder with this, wrangle myself up with all my oils up there. And, I'm going to do it on the horse. Well, the horse liked it so much that he kept moving closer and closer until he pinned me to the wall because he didn't want me to stop giving him the massage. And it was just amazing, like, to watch. But the amazing part is that that night, after he had his raindrop massage, he won $15,000.
Whoa. So
they were thinking that what they paid for their, massage was well worth their dimes.
So what, to back up a bit, what was wrong with the horse, and why did the race people want you to come in and give him a massage? Was he just sore, or what was happening with the horse?
He was having some muscle problems. He had had many varieties of things. He had hurt one of the muscles in his legs. So we worked on that, and he just was generally kind of he was just lagging. He wasn't off the race circuit or whatever. He just wasn't doing anything great.
Mm-hmm.
So I just said, well, the raindrop helps to clear away, it clears away a lot of things along the spine, right? Because I was using it here in my office on human beings. A lot mm-hmm. of times it'll clear, like, we see with what I had seen with people before is like people that can't sleep, people that are really tired, it clears away viruses and bacteria, and it just gives, like it sends the oils all over the whole entire body. So they're like, well, it's worth a try. The other horse was actually, it was one of their younger horses that hadn't raced at all. So they thought that that horse, I actually gave them a lesson on the horse so they could actually do it themselves on the rest of the horses.
Mm-hmm.
So he was a smite, a little smite taller. There's less height than the big horse that I started on.
So now did they continue on with this treatment, and how did things go?
Yeah, they've used oils with their horses now probably since, I'm going to say 2007. They have a lot of great stories that they've had with their horses. They had, I do blood analysis in my office, and one of their racehorses was just coughing and coughing and coughing, and they could not figure out for love nor money what was wrong with the horse. And so they decided just to bring the blood over to the office for me to have a look at under the microscope. And that horse had so much black mold. I said, I don't know where it's coming from. I said, it's either in your stall, it's either in your horse van, or it's either at the racetracks where you're going to. I said, but you're going to need to find the place where it is. I said, best to start at home. So they actually cleared out his, and they never would have known, cleared out his stall. They actually took up the boards on the, I said, put him out to pasture. And they took up the boards on the floor, and actually underneath his stall, underneath the, like, I guess the barn when it was built, they had redone the floorboards over top, and underneath the other floorboards was mold, and he was picking it up. So it was just, so they used a bunch of like thieves oils to get rid of the mold, and they did some liver cleansing with him. And, you know, they obviously knew how to do the raindrop technique, so they used that on him as well. They had another one of their horses that had EMP. Mm-hmm. I think that's a parasite.
Yep.
So they actually brought his blood over for me to have a look at as well. And we actually used oils and some mineral supplements. And the horse actually, what I've been told, because I'm obviously not a veterinarian, but what I was told by the veterinarian is once you get that, you don't typically get rid of it from a horse. You just manage it.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had their horse retested, it actually did not have it any longer.
Wow.
So they have been really
happy,
really happy and sold on the oils. And it's amazing, like when you take the oils to the horses and stuff like that, like even if you just hold them in your hands, like they'll kind of actually tell you what oil they want or what oil they don't want. They'll try to like eat them out of your hand. Like they really like them, and they know it feels like, they know it makes them feel better. It's really amazing.
Yeah. Well, horses are very intuitive, and they communicate with those who are willing to and are open to it. Now, you mentioned the blood work that you do. Now maybe I should back up just a minute. Is there any sort of, cautions that one needs to be used with these therapeutic young living essential oils with horses at all?
I wouldn't say there's a caution, but there's more. Horses are seem to be a very toxic animal. They get a lot of vaccines.
Yes.
Depending on what they're doing, they've had a lot of pharmaceuticals and stuff by the vet, and unless there's someone that's using a holistic vet, and then they probably wouldn't have the side effect. But the only thing usually is that they can get a lot of detoxing. And the way typically that they'll get a lot of detoxing is they'll get welts on, if you're using like oils, like topically, and sometimes even just internally, they'll get welts on the skin. And that is usually and a lot of times it won't actually bother the horses. So when they get welts, if it's bothering them, I say lay off. If it's not bothering them, I say, you know, continue going. And maybe we'll add in some like something to clean out their liver or get their bowels moving a little faster. But typically it's just like a human. Their skin is now trying to cleanse because it's like, oh, I got a chance to cleanse. So it just does that. And sometimes they're itchy and I say, okay, lay off for a couple of days. Or sometimes you see it's kind of starting to bother them, so you can lower the dose. But typically there's not, cats are really the only thing you've got to be really careful with essential oils. And I shall mention cats because everybody that owns a horse
probably has
25 barn cats. So they're not the thing that you want to, like, giving your horse a raindrop and then give your cat a raindrop. Cats are very sensitive to oils. They need very few oils and typically they won't go near them. So, But other than that, the horse is such a large animal. Like, just for example, if you wanted to give, essential oils to your horse, and let's say they're water, you'd use like maybe 3 to 5 drops of these oils that we're talking about, Young Living oils, 3 to 5 drops in maybe 50 to 100 gallons of water.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So you don't need like gallons and gallons of oil either. That's the other thing, is that, we were talking about at the beginning of the show, was like, how do you know it works? One drop of Young Living essential peppermint oil is equal to 26 cups of peppermint tea. So they're very, very potent. So you need very little. Whereas, you know, the other one, you may put it on, let's say just for a headache with a human or whatever and not get any results. And then if you were to use a drop of Young Living, like your headache's gone in 5 minutes. So that's basically how you can, you don't need a lot because they are very, very, they're pure. They're therapeutic grade oils.
Right. Now, I just wanted to back up to the welts. I think that at that point, I would say that that's the healing crises that people talk about, especially with naturopathic treatments, etc., that the body will go through a healing crises during the time it is detoxing, which is on, you know, different because we're so used to the regular chemical medicines created by the pharmacies, etc., or the pharmaceuticals. I just think that that's something that scares people, you know, anytime they get into sort of a health type therapy.
Yeah, it can be. I mean, it's funny because there's so many other bad side effects. I mean, these are just like I've done a raindrop on a horse. And when we got to like the hot towel, there's a hot towel that you do at the end of the raindrop massage. And when I did the hot towel, cause the hot towel actually drives the oils very, very deep into the tissues. Mm-hmm. And after I took the towel off, one of the horses was just covered in welts. So I knew that he was detoxifying. He wasn't doing anything. He wasn't annoyed. He wasn't like stomping his feet or giving me any attitude. And, you know, I didn't stay around very long afterwards. And she said, oh, within 10, 15 minutes after that, they were gone. You know, they had disappeared. So a lot of times, like, I just try to make sure that if someone's going to do something like that, that we make sure that their bowels are working really well, because it's just like, you know, any human or whatever, if our bowel isn't working well, then our skin's going to become our detox mm-hmm. organ. Mm-hmm. And whenever we're given, you know, and I guess, you know, if you're into the, you know, the pharmaceuticals and stuff like that, but it's like, you know, you get a side effect and then you just go and you get another pill for your side effect.
Right.
Whereas with these oils, like, we're not getting to side effects and we're not getting something else. Like, all the oils that I used to use 16 years ago for my health troubles, I don't use any of them anymore. So we're no longer managing problems. We're actually getting rid of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, just like the horse that had the EMP, you know, the vet was astounded. He was like, oh, I think I should talk to her. But, you know, I knew that I probably wouldn't hear from him because he gets to manage that, you know, that particular, you know, parasite or whatever for a certain amount of money on everyone. Whereas, you know, with what we did, it was totally annihilated there. Therefore you have no more management, no more income.
Right. And it's a good point. And I think, again, anyone who has used holistic treatments, a naturopath, etc., I think are familiar. But if you haven't, then the old ways, the Western medicine, it, you know, produces certain things and you're used to that. And you're uncomfortable with something that's a little bit different. I was wondering, you mentioned about the blood testing. I was wondering if you could talk about that.
Sure. So I do a live and dry blood analysis, and the horse owners that I have worked with up to date now, they actually, most of them do their own blood draws anyways, most of the horse racers or stuff that I work with. So what they do is they know that I need, most of them, you can actually, if you're from a million miles away, you can actually call in and you can get a mail-in kit, and we've done mail-in. You can only do the dry blood, so there's instructions, but whatever. So the ones here, they'd like to bring it so they can see the live and the dry blood here in the office close by. So what they do is they'll do a draw with a syringe. They'll put it in the tube for the blood, and then it just has to be shaken so it doesn't get coagulated. So they'll bring it over within half an hour of drawing it out. Then what I do is I put a drop on my finger of the horse's blood, and then what I need is two drops is what I take out of a human finger. So I put a drop on the end of my finger and I get the live sample, and then I put a drop and I do the dry sample, and then we look at it under the microscope. And it's actually, I do it primarily for humans, maybe, you know, 5% for animals and 95% for humans. But it's amazing because people come here mostly as a last resort. They've tried everything and they can't get any answers. And, you know, like like I said, with the racehorse that I saw, you know, he was coughing and coughing and coughing, and there was just nothing they could do. The vet couldn't figure out what was wrong. That no matter what they did, changed his food, changed, you know, all these other things, and the horse was still coughing. As soon as we found out, because in the live blood, you can actually see bacteria, you can see black mold, you can see fungus, you can see parasites, so you can see everything. We're not just counting, like I'm not counting numbers, you know, vitamin D, vitamin A. I'm actually looking at what's in the blood that's not supposed to be there. So once we identified black mold, then we can actually get to the root of the issue. You know, they fixed their problem in their barn. And they put the horse out to pasture, and then we treated the horse. And then once it was good and the barn was good, the problem went away. They brought the blood back, and the blood was clear of the black mold, you know, which is something that they may have just managed by some, you know, prescription for a respiratory condition for the rest of the horse's life. And he may have never raced again.
Right. Right, exactly. Now,
you know, so it gets down to the nitty gritty of what's going on.
Now, when you're talking about live and dry, let's just talk about humans. Like, how much blood is used to get a read?
So it's two. It's actually like with a human, it's a diabetes prick. Like I said, most of my animal owners, they do their own blood draw, so they just bring me a syringe or whatever full of blood. But I only need two drops to do it.
From the horse?
Oh. So what they do is that they just bring me a syringe, like, or whatever, if they have their vet coming by or whatever. All of my people do their own blood draws. So they just draw out the blood, yeah. Put it in a syringe, and they bring it over for me.
Right. Most of the racetrack people do that.
In their tube or whatever. And I only need two drops of it. So I just put a drop on the end of my finger, and then I put it on my slide for the live. And then I need a drop for the dry blood as well. So,
okay. Now, so what about these are race people that you're talking about. So what about people that just have, like a pet horse? Could they just do like a little prick, or what would you recommend?
I have no idea how to answer that question. With my dog, I do her, and I do it on the pad of her foot. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. I do a prick, and I get...
Just like a diabetic would, yeah.
Is a diabetic, yeah. So if they could figure... Because I do the pad of her foot, right? So that we don't get all the hair and everything involved.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So if there was a way of getting a small amount of blood out from a horse, I guess...
Yeah. Well, and then again, like you say, when the vet comes by, you can always ask, you know, that be done, and he can do it.
Yeah.
He or she, rather.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that there's a, you know, either that or you can, you know, you can get a prick or somewhere else and just get it on your finger and get it on the slides. Like if you were doing a mail-in kit, there's lots of people who have done the kits, and I actually haven't even asked how they got it on. I guess they just figured it out for themselves. Once they got the instructions of what they needed to do, they figured out how to get some blood. So
right. And I was going to say that it doesn't need to be live, correct?
For the mail-in kit, it's actually only dry blood, but we can, because I've done enough blood by the mail humans or whatever, we can usually figure out back to, back to the live of actually what's wrong. Like, and we can identify injuries. Like I was actually, when I had wrote my notes here for our interview today, you know, I'd pulled out a couple of my charts on my animal charts, and it's amazing because you can actually see injuries. Like, you know, I ask them typically with humans alike, I don't know anything about them. Like the other day I had a lady who sent her blood in, you know, from across the United States, and you know, her left hip was marking all over the place. And I said, I don't know if, you know, there's a problem, but I said, it looks like to me there's something wrong with your left hip. And she said, oh my goodness. She was like, I've been in physio and at the chiropractor for, you know, physio for 6 weeks and the chiropractor for 6 weeks for my left hip, and nobody can figure out what's wrong. And the same, I pulled out some of my animal charts and I was just kind of, you know, reading through them. And, you know, I'd picked up a right, front hoof for an injury, and he'd actually just had an injury racing. So typically I don't know what's going on, and you know, I'll write the notes. You can see those markers in the blood. It's really interesting.
Wow. That is something.
And you can actually see, like, sometimes there's an old injury. Like mm-hmm. I had seen a horse once who had pulled like a hind muscle mm-hmm. and a long, long time ago, and they thought that was fine. But actually in the blood, it was still, that muscle was still marking in the blood. Wow. And I said to them, I said, I don't know. I said, I'm, you know, I always just say, I don't know. I said, but this is what I see. And what I would try, because they were having, you know, some funny things going on, is I would try working on that hind muscle again and not try to find something new. And I said, see if you can get that thing healed up. Well, they started working with on the hind muscle with the oils, and the other problem went away.
Wow, that's awesome.
Whereas she thought it was just something new, and it was really something old that had not been sorted out yet.
So now, Crystal, if someone wanted to get a hold of you, can you share with us your contact information?
Yeah, the office number is probably, if they want to email me, they can. The office number is 705-302-6565. And the office email is Crystal, CRYSTAL, at health, HEALTH, little, LITTLE, BY, and little, LITTLE.com. So it's healthlittlebylittle.com, like Crystal at healthlittlebylittle.com.
And any other ways, Facebook or Twitter?
No, I actually don't. I don't have Facebook here. And most of the office usually runs on referrals. So most people either usually just call or have found out or about it. So it seems to be a great way to
spread the word.
So did you want to have a few of the oils that could be used for some common things that
for horses? Yes, absolutely. I was going to ask you, what are some of the common oils used with horses?
Okay. So I would say probably one of the I've picked out a few things, maybe six or seven here that just from dealing with certain people that I would think insect bites. I know there's a lot of, flies and insects and stuff around horses. So there's actually, just before we do that, there's different ways. So I'll just put in the mind of people of different ways that you can use them. So you can use the oils topically. You can use like by petting, or you could even put them on the brush if you're brushing your horse. You can use them orally in the water. You could use them in their food, in oats, in hay, in feed or molasses. You can use it in the water like we talked about it. You could use it in a spritz bottle. So you can put about 20 to 40 drops of oil in 4 ounces of water. And so that would be a good one for the bug bite, which is why I thought I better stop. Because you could put 20 or 40 drops of peppermint or RC. RC stands for respiratory conditions, but it's really good for bug bites or keeping the bugs away. Lavender, purification, or thieves. So you could put any of those oils, 20 or 40 drops in the 4 ounces of water, and you could actually just spray it, over the horse before you put it out for the day. And or if it had a bite already, or if you just wanted to avoid bugs as many bug bites as they would get, they would kind of stay away from the horses.
Mm-hmm.
Pain management, I find, is a popular topic. There's different oils. There's actually a kit of oils, and most of the oils that I'm naming here today is actually a kit that is a great way to start. That was how we got started with the oils. So just so people know, that's most of these oils that I'm going to name for these common things are in that kit. So pain management, there's a blend of oils. So it's a mix of oils, and it's got, it's called Panaway. It actually has the oil of helichrysum in it, and helichrysum is like a topical anesthetic. So it works really, 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 really quickly and really well. Peppermint helps with pain. There's an oil called Copaiba, which helps with pain and inflammation. And helichrysum, like we just talked about, it's actually a topical anesthetic. What have I got here? Saddle sores. For saddle sores, you could use lavender or purification. Again, any of the oils on the horse can be used pure, a couple of drops, or you could put it in water, or you could dilute it with a V6, like with a coconut oil or an olive oil or something like that if you wanted to spread it further. For the hives, if they just have general hives without like detox, you could use, there's an oil called Digize or Purification. Cold and flu, sometimes the horses get cold and flu-y. Thieves oil, and there's another oil called RC, again, the respiratory conditions and purification. There's also a diffuser that comes with a kit that I'm talking about. And a lot of times when your horses have anything respiratory, the greatest way to help them out is to put the oils in the diffuser in the barn and have them inhaling it. If the barn doors...
That's a great idea. Yeah.
If it's a time when the barn can be closed, so the oils aren't kind of escaping out or whatever. And you can just put it, on a table outside the stall. It's actually the fastest way to reach the lungs is through the diffuser. So,
excellent, excellent.
And then maybe like fever, peppermint's good for fever, lavender, thieves. I had some diarrhea here, maybe Digize or peppermint oil. A lot of times the horses will lick the oils right off your hands.
That they need. They know which one.
They know. Yeah. They'll just, you know, and you know, a lot of times I'll just take the bottles with me, 5, 6, 7 of them in my hands and hold them up to their mouths and until they try to eat it. And then I'll be like, okay. And, you know, sometimes I'll just ask them, where do you want it? And they'll come, you know, rub up against me on a shoulder, or, you know, they'll lift a foot, or, you know, they're pretty, like, my dog actually picks her own oils out of the kit herself, because she's been trained since she was a baby to use the oils.
Wow.
So, but Young Living actually has a line. They have a line of oils for animals, and in there, their line of oils for animals, they're actually, so the oils that I was naming, those are available in Canada. We can get the oils from Young Living from Canada or the U.S. So the first ones that I was talking about, the common ones, is a kit that we can get in Canada. And the ones for their animal line are basically, they're American oils. So, but the names of them, they've named them so that maybe you don't have to know as much. So I'll name them and let's see how you do, because I don't think we haven't really talked about this. So
no.
The first one is Infect Away.
Infection.
So, yes, for infection or wounds or something like
and
that.
And you're asking me what oil I think would
be? Yeah, yeah, what it was for, right? So the names of them are actually telling you what to do, right?
Right.
So the next one is Mend Well.
I would say a laceration or even a bone injury.
Yeah, sometimes even muscle, something that would, you know, for healing.
Yeah.
The other one is Paragize. So obviously
parasites.
Puri Clean.
Cleansing.
Yeah, it's for cleaning wounds, cleaning out anything that's, you know, something you cut or whatever, or you got a bump, whatever. And then they have one that's actually repel aroma.
Bugs, yeah. Insects.
And then the last one is not obvious, but it is Tea Away, and it's actually for trauma away. Because a lot of horses, animals experience emotional trauma, and it helps to erase emotional trauma from the cells. And actually, I have found, especially working with humans, but animals as well, is that people don't realize the effect that trauma has on the animal's health.
Oh, yes, I do.
So it's a good one. It helps too, because the oils actually go inside the cells. They actually penetrate the cells because they can penetrate the blood-brain barrier. They go inside the cell. They clean out the problem that's there. They take it out of the cell, and then basically if everything was working right in the body, your liver would process it and you would get rid of it through the stool. So that's why I don't have any more of my problems. I use the oils, they go into my cells, clean out the things that I had going wrong, and then get rid of them. And then you can use the emotional oils to clear if there's any trauma from the cells as well.
I just want to make clear, those, the ones that with the different names, those are only available in the States?
They're available for us, but when we get an account now with Canada with Young Living, and I can help anyone if they want to, you know, if there's something that they're interested in getting, we can order from Canada or the U.S. So those oils that I was naming there, they would be charged in U.S. dollars.
Oh, I see.
The other one is Canadian kit, and it's in Canadian.
I just dollars. Didn't understand the distinction between the two. Okay,
yeah,
so
no
just is there anything I haven't asked that you would like to expand upon?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that people, you know, I would say don't be afraid. If you're wanting to use something natural, essential oils are an amazing thing to use. I don't know a lot about cows, and I had a client of mine whose cow had mastitis. So the vet was going to put the cow down, and they milked the cow like it's one of their milking cows. And I said, I don't know. I said, if I was you, I said, I would just try. And I don't know a thing about cows, and I didn't have a book on cows. I said, if I was just you, I would put frankincense over, you know, I would put it over the udder and see if you can 2 or 3 times, you know, in one day, and see if you can do anything. Well, that cow healed up, and there's not a drop wrong with that cow, and it's giving milk again. So it's like, you know, don't be afraid to try, because, you know, a lot of times most of the, like this lady with her cow, like basically if I hadn't said try this, or she hadn't been brave enough to try it, basically they probably would have put the cow down because there was nothing else the vet could do.
Yes.
Couldn't get rid of it. So it's like, don't be afraid of the oils. And they also had a calf that was going to die from parasites. So I gave them three or four, like at birth, it was just parasite infected this calf. And I said, well, it worked for the udder. So I said, try some of your oils that are good for parasites. And she just put it in, you know, got some milk in a bottle and put these oils for parasites, and the cow was fine. So, wow. You know, I would say to people, Yay. You know, let the animals tell you, you know, and help you, because the animals actually have less fear of the oils than you do.
Yes. And don't give up, because there's, you know, again, this is not a drug. It's something that's natural and can help.
Yeah, it's really amazing to see, like, just to hear the stories. And, you know, for people that, you know, have things that, you know, like maybe the vet or mm-hmm. doctor, whatever, says there's nothing that you can do.
And then why not? Yep.
See that turn around. But I mean, even just to start using them, you know, if you've got some like hesitations or some, you know, just start using a little bit, like try it, you know, like, and see if you see any results. Like, I had a guy in my office here, and he didn't want, him and his wife came, and his wife wanted him to see me, and he didn't want to have anything to do with anything that I did. So I just asked him, I said, can you do me one favor? I said, your wife needs oil on her back. So can you just rub the oil on her back morning and night for me? I said, that's all I need. If you don't want to see me, that's fine. That's cool. Anyways, 3 days later, he calls me back, and he's like, can I have an appointment to see you? And I said, why? I said, you didn't want to have anything to do with me the other day. And he said, the arthritis in my hands is almost gone from rubbing the oil on my wife's back.
Excellent. Yes.
So, you know, it's just like, it's so amazing when you just, you know, even when you don't believe and you don't think it's going to work and you don't have anything to do with it.
Yep. It does. It works. That's great. Well, Crystal, I'm going to make sure that all the information, your contact information, will be on your post page on Straight from the Horse's Mouth radio show. And so if people missed it, again, it'll be there in print on Straight from the Horse's Mouth radio show. All right. Well, can I thank you very much for sharing this on our show? I think that this is such valuable information. And again, it's we're working towards natural and health, and you're doing a great service. Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show today. I really appreciate the interview and you taking the time with me, and for having me on and all the amazing questions that you asked.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll say goodbye.
Thanks, Paula. Have a good day.
Okay, bye. Now, a short word from Whitehall Publishing. For those people who are thinking about writing or in the process of writing a book.
When you're finally ready to publish that book you've been promising yourself you would write someday, contact Whitehall Publishing. We're here to help, and we can take your book from concept to completion. At Whitehall, you'll be treated like the successful author you were meant to be. Visit us online at www.whitehallpublishing.com or email us at info@whitehallpublishing.com to get started today. What are you waiting for?
I hope you enjoyed my interview today with Crystal Parrott from Young Living. For more information about Crystal and contact information, please visit straightfromthehorsesmouthradioshow.com, the website, and look for the post page for Crystal Parrott. I'm Paula Slater, signing off for Straight from the Horse's Mouth Radio Show. We'll see you next week. Bye.